This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Thunder. We've got a game coming up tomorrow against the Bulls. Obviously, we love seeing Coach Donovan anytime we can, and the Bulls just went through some bullshit, Dave. Let's talk about what happened at Caruso.
Yeah, well, first of all, there's a lot of Bulls that are injured right now, and they're just going through some growing pains. There's a lot of guys that are playing deep right now that aren't used to playing deep into this season. One of which, obviously, we've watched a lot of Caruso through the years playing over there in Los Angeles, but a lot of people don't know that Caruso came from our G League. So he started off with our Thunder Blue, and he worked through the system that way, and then he ended up leaving and going out west. But Caruso is a phenomenal player. I love watching him play. He has that Kenny Hustle type vibe with him. He was up going up for a layup, and Grayson Allen comes out of nowhere, grabs both hands, and throws him to the ground. And one of the more dirty plays of recent I've seen. In fact, I think two of the last four or five dirty plays that I've seen had Grayson Allen involved being the one dishing out the dirty play. But this particular one was really bad. It broke Caruso's wrist. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. It was sickening. You know the way he bounced off the ground, his head bounced off the ground, his hip, his wrist. It was just bad. You don't want to see that. If it was me and I had one of the teammates that got fouled like that, I would have been all over that guy. Obviously, Grayson Allen is known for dirty plays if you watched him play at Duke. But just as he got ejected and thrown out of the game, he just had a smirk on his face, smiling as he's walking off the court. Just a really shitty way of going about things. But if you look at the Chicago Bulls lineup right here, Zach LaVine's out. Devontae Green is out. Alex Caruso's out. Lonzo Ball is out. Derek Jones Jr. is out. And Patrick Williams are out. All these guys are big-time players in the games. So, you know, that's six guys that they're going to be hurting on. Obviously, we've seen this happen with the Oklahoma City Thunder this year, so it's not that big of a deal to see throughout the season with COVID, the way it's structured right now and the way it's going about the country. So, but this right here is you just have guys that are injured, and that's what's happening with the Bulls. You know, one or two are out due to COVID. Everybody else is actually injured and truly injured. So, it sucks to see right now because the Bulls were just kicking ass, doing great things, leading the East. And right now, they look like they have some dark days ahead.
Yeah, from a purely selfish perspective, this is the time to face the Bulls. I mean, they're 4-6 in the last 10, so there's an opportunity. They're second in the East, so they've been one of the best teams in the league. So we've got an opportunity here. Probably not likely would have beat them at different points of the season, all things considered, but we've got a chance right now. And for us right now, we've lost our last five games, and we're 1-9 in the last 10. So we're going through the roughest stretch of the season, and we're trying to figure out how to turn it around. But I'll say this, you know, after watching the game against the Cavs, I thought we played one of our better games of the season, and we lost by 7, so it doesn't really indicate that. But there were a number of things like that if had gone just a little bit differently, we could have won the game. All things considered, you know, when SGA was really the only person who had their offense going, it's kind of surprising. But there was just a number of things that, you know, you really like seeing from this team. And I was just impressed from how we did it. Our execution down the stretch, it fell apart. You know, Dort had a mental error. But in the end, there's a lot to like about that, and I know that we can build on it, and that's one of the best parts of that.
Yeah, and I want to, for me, clarifying this right here, for me, I rewatched the game as well this morning, and I want to say this, is rephrasing what Mark said was, this is one of the better games that we played. This is one of the better games we played all around, minus putting the ball in the hole. When it comes to the field goals, when it came to three-pointers, even when it came to free throws, we could not put the ball in the hole. 56% from free throws last night, 29 from three-pointers, and 38 from field goal. This is one of our worst, if not the worst, shooting game of the season. But everything else, Mark, it was spectacular. 14 steals, 3 blocks, 16 assists, which is a little bit low, but 51 rebounds, 11 of which were offensive. We just dominated in every other aspect, And it was just nice to see. It was refreshing to see that this team didn't get a lot of rest. They didn't get a lot of sleep. They didn't get a lot of anything the night before. And yet they were able to come out and do everything, but what we talked about is most important, putting the ball in the hole, but more so keeping the game close, even though they couldn't do the simple things and hitting the layups and hitting the jump shots. But they were there, and they were able to stay in it towards the end, because the reality is that this team has heart. And I think that's one thing that I love to hear about this Oklahoma City Thunder team. If you listen to any announcer, they all say the same thing, is that this Oklahoma City Thunder team is surprising. But the surprising thing about this team is that the heart that they show on the court at all times. And that's what the Cavs announcers were saying. They kept on talking about, this should have been a blowout. Why isn't this a blowout? It's because this Oklahoma City Thunder team wouldn't allow it to be a blowout. That's what's great about this team. I love Kenny Hustle. We call it the Kenny Hustle mentality. That bench is lethal. And really, when Kenny's leading the way, it's spectacular to watch. So just a really shout out to Kenny last night and holding that up. I know he's been out for a couple games, but now he's back and he's looking really, really strong.
Yeah, and our bench has been a strength of ours all season. So having him back to help fortify that, and he really has a great presence. He hits the offensive glass really, really hard. He's confident in his three-point shot. His pull-up game is really nice, and he gets to the basket. He's a great passer, great defender, and he draws charges. So he does a lot positionally. And it's really impressive to see how well he's been able to fit in after missing so many games. But with all that said, like you mentioned earlier, we just got finished playing the Hornets, and then we went into a back-to-back. But prior to that, I think we're talking about 3 games in 4 days, if you count this upcoming Bulls game. And we're looking at, I think, 5 games in the last 7 days. So I could be mistaken there, but my point is just this, where this is one of the toughest stretches. We've been going, every other day with a game for quite a while now, I think for about our last 8 games. And now, we go into a back-to-back like that. And it really hurt us at the end of the game. SGA missed 2 clutch free throws that could have cut the game to 4. And that's just not like him. And that's where you see the effects of all the travel, all the delays, all the issues, and also being on a back-to-back. That type of stuff creates issues, and it shows up in tired legs at the end of games.
Yeah, and just put this in perspective, we've had 7 games in 7 different cities over the last little stretch right here. That's really hard for any team. Mark and I have said it before, is watching this team, they seem like they're in slow motion sometime. And that's exactly what's happening, is when you're a young team and you're tired and you're worn out and you don't have a veteran leader like, Chris Paul or Westbrook or, whoever we've seen in the past on this team, when you don't have a veteran like that, that's helping you push through that mental block or whatever you want to call it. This is what happens. A team will stall out. Now, one thing I want to say about this is, when this team is stalling out, like we've seen them stalling out right now, It's important, because this is what happens. When a team starts stalling out, the leader emerges, especially with the young team. We've always said that that Shea's the leader on this team, and yes, he is the leader. But I want to say is, I'm not 100% convinced that this is Shea's team. By saying that, because you're a leader doesn't mean that everybody is there following you. I've watched how Dort plays. I've watched how Kenny Hustle play. And these are the guys that lead this team. Yes, they're quiet, and Shea's a lot more vocal, but these are the guys that lead the team. So it's important that we look at these guys, and we're seeing how the leaders are coming out of this. And it's exciting, because the reality is that when we have our leaders all worked out, this team is going to be in sync. Everything is going to start looking better. Obviously, there's a lot of people right now that are excited, saying that we're in the bottom half. There's a chance that we could get one of the top 3 power forwards / centers that are coming out of college. But like we said all last year, and we're going to say again, especially when everybody's having a little frenzy right now about these guys, is we're not focused on the draft. Well, there's plenty of time. There's 2 months to focus on the draft before it's the draft, after the season. And that's why we're going to spend time at that point to talk about it. But yes, there is very talented players in college, and many of those talented players we'll get to see and talk about. And one of the things about I want to say is at least two of those guys will be on our team in the Oklahoma City Thunder organization next year. Whether Sam moves up, we have three first-round picks. Whether Sam moves up and gets a better pick with that mid-pick that could be from the Clippers or whatever. But the reality is that this is why we are not focused on the draft, is because we could sit here and spend hours upon hours talking about the draft, but we still don't know what's going to happen with the Clippers. The Clippers can completely tank, and then there's no reason for us to do anything. You know, obviously the Suns, we get their pick. They're doing pretty well. That pick is something that I'm excited about. But the reality is that this is why Mark and I focus on this Oklahoma City Thunder team, is because we can sit here and look at all these other picks that are all so many, 20-something in the next 6 years, and we could start drooling. And that's the thing, is what's happening with this team is crucial. Why is this crucial? Because this young team is starting to become more obvious where we're going, where our trajectory is, with Giddey playing as many minutes as he's playing, with Dort, with Shea, with Aaron Wiggins, with JRE, with Trey Mann. These are the guys that we're going to be talking about for many years down the road, because they are the backbone to our team. And if you look at Shea and you look at the leader that we believe that he could be, it's crucial. He needs to start stepping up right now and proving to us that he is that leader. Because if he can be that leader that we all think he is right now, that means that he could put the team on his back, get a couple wins right here, and get things rolling. And it's crucial for that, because we're in that time zone right now where we're starting to say, okay, it's not need to win games now, but we're at the end of January and we need to start putting some wins on that column, in the win column, because if we don't, we're going to get too bogged down and there's not going to be enough space for us to move.
Yeah, we're just excited about watching this team continue to find ways to compete for 48 minutes and find ways to improve, and watching this roster, the depth of it, continue to improve. You know, you can easily look at our record and say, well, that's, you know, indicative of a very bad team. But if you look at the way we've been able to continue to get our rookies a lot of playing time, and watch our bench continue to improve, where we have some sort of, I think it's a record of how many games in a row our bench has scored over 20 points. Something like, I don't know, I'm going to make up something, so I'm not going to do that right now. But it's been a very long time that we've done that. And those type of improvements are important. We've got to find a way to continue to improve in the face of adversity. That's going to be the hallmark of a team that goes on to have incredible success over a long period of time. And, you know, I know the guys want to win. I see their emotional energy get drained after loss after loss. So that's why we want to see this team win. We want to see them get lifted up. We want to see them, you know, celebrate, be pumped up. And then from there, that kind of gives them a positive reinforcement for the hard work they're doing. That's the whole primary purpose of this. We understand that the season isn't going to come out, where we're, you know, going out and winning playoff series or anything like that. We still think there's an opportunity for us to sneak into the playoffs if we can get on a run, but that's only because the playoff field has expanded to 10, and a team like the Trailblazers has had trouble, you know, getting any traction. And we think the way that this team is playing, if they were to get on a roll, they could win 5 or 6 games in a row and find ourselves in a position. But in the meantime, we're just going to continue to cheer for them, knowing that they're going out there repping our city and playing as hard as they can on a night in and night out basis.
Yeah, and this is one of those moments we are all looking at this team. Mark and I, we obviously have been very vocal about being coaches in the past, but one of the things I used to tell my kids is build by belief, or build by believing. And that's where this team is at right now. In order for them to get to the next spot, they're going to have to start switching their mindsets around. And Coach D, I guarantee you, is right at that, right at the throats of that right now. It's all about a mindset right now. And that's all it is. Like, when this team starts clicking, it's all going to be obvious that this Oklahoma City Thunder team is ready to play. There's going to be no doubt about that in our minds. And that's why there's always going to be this, what's happening with Oklahoma City. There's always going to be this curiosity, because what Sam's doing is completely different than anything we've seen in the NBA before. There's a lot of people that doubt him, that say that he blew up an Oklahoma City team that he shouldn't have, all these other things. You know what? I don't really care, because what we're seeing right now is the emergence of the NBA draft becoming more valuable. And we have a lot of those pieces over the next few years. I'm really stoked about Sam Presti. I'm really stoked about Coach D and the way he coaches. He's been learning. He's been understanding the ways that we've been beat. He also started picking up that there were certain ways that teams were trying to play us to get more fast break points. He made adjustments to that, and it makes me excited because he sees the game in a different way than a lot of people truly understand, and that's why he's there. And I'm really excited that this is the future of this team. Is Coach D is leading the way, and you have all these young players that are close behind that are all ready to play and do what it takes to get some wins. So it's going to be exciting to watch this team as they mature coming down the second stretch.
And like I said earlier, we're getting ready to play the Bulls. So join us after the game, and we'll talk some about that. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you then. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.